Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Just another Tuesday night here in Northeast Kansas, and another high school volleyball broadcast here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You are dialed in KNCA 103.9 FM alongside our studio producer here tonight, Captain Kirk Kilman, alongside Crendon Prophet to my right. I'm Brandon Tabman. We're inside the Northeast Kansas League here tonight, moments away from getting going in this volleyball try with Troy hosting Jackson Heights and Riverside. All these teams have played each other at least one time so far this season, all three matchups tonight, which is going to start with Jackson Heights and Troy, followed by Jackson Heights Riverside, and then Troy Riverside to finish it off here in the broadcast tonight. All three of these matchups tonight, non-league tilts, obviously going against the overall record, but three pretty similar style teams in terms of record, Crendon. All three of these teams in near the upper half of the league, and both tremendous players on both sides, but excited to bring it to you here tonight.
Yeah, Northeast Kansas League is a great league for volleyball this season. I mean, you got leading the way right now, Jefferson County North and Horton. Horton, a team that won their first banner last season in the league in school history. So you got a lot of great teams. You got a lot of great teams here tonight, specifically Riverside, Troy, Jackson Heights. Now, Jackson Heights, they have the best overall coming in here today, 9-8, but they have not beaten Troy, who's 8-10, or Riverside, who's 5-11. In fact, they lost Riverside to start this year. I will say, once they get to Riverside a little later in the night, you know, they've made a lot of adjustments since that first game. This Jackson Heights team has kind of found their balance a little more. But Troy, you know, they're a pretty consistent team. They got a lot of great athletes. You got Wet Stein, who's a senior, and, you know, watching her these last 4 years, she has just been an absolute dominant player on the court. So we're going to see great play from these three Northeast Kansas League teams today.
Well, let's get a highlight here, starting with Jackson Heights. You mentioned they have the best overall record of the three teams here tonight, 9-8. They're 4-3 in the league, but as you mentioned, they are 0-2 against Troy this year, 0-1 against Riverside, and Troy has swept all four sets. So on paper right now, Troy has that advantage, but again, we see it just on paper. These are three fairly evenly matched teams.
Yeah, and Troy, they average 8.4 kills per set. Jackson Heights, 10.1 kills per set. It's really going to be seeing how they set up their outside hitters. I saw Jackson Heights take on JCN last Thursday, a team that dominates this Northeast Kansas League. They took Jefferson County North to their third set for the third time this entire season. So, again, what came out of that game for Jackson Heights was their ability to set up their outside hitters and to properly get them in situations where they can put down spikes for kills and just keep moving on the ball, keep up hustle. And if Jackson Heights wants the season to continue going forward for them, that's what they're going to have to do and keep instilling. For Troy, haven't had a chance to see them this year, but again, they have a great head coach in Kelly Rogers. They have great athletes. You got Harper Wetstein, who has 37 kills on this season, or 165 kills, I should say, on this season with a 37% kill percentage. Again, nearly 50%. If she's getting it up there in leverage, she has a good chance of putting it down. You got to watch out for her.
Yeah, you mentioned Troy. It's been kind of an up and down and back up kind of rotation here for them. They started 3-1 and then lost six consecutive before going 5-3 over their last eight. So it's been a little bit more steady for Jackson Heights, but Troy's been a little bit more up and down. We're ready to rock and roll here in Troy tonight. Again, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Kirk Kilman, Jackson Heights and Troy as we sit here courtside inside of Troy High School here in this opening set. Troy in the home white uniforms, they'll hit it from left to right. The road, what would you call that, gray? Kind of, what's that, greenish kind of gray?
Yeah, it's a,
for
it's a green, it's a green gray.
Okay, a greenish gray road uniform for Jackson Heights, who will hit it from right to left here in this opening set. So, excited to bring you the coverage here tonight. Fans are piling in. We'll see Riverside later on as well. But we're starting things out tonight with Jackson Heights and Troy. So appreciate it very much. 8-10, the Troy Trojans here so far. 5-2 in league play, although all three of these matchups tonight are non-league tilts. Here we go, the serve from left to right, and it is a service error, and Jackson Heights will get that first point here tonight. That was Allison Grable, a little bit too strong, and a 1-0 start here for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, big thing for Jackson Heights here is you get a great gift like that, try to return it over.
Now Cobras get their first opportunity to serve. Here is Judd, the libero from the back line, putting it back over on a free ball. Cobras set it up. Here is Bryn Shoup on the spike. and Harper Wettstein there to defend it, put it back up into the air. Now the Trojans casually get it across. They want to set it up. This Jackson Heights team, middle of the floor. Best rally here through the first two. Wettstein gets a spike, and she adds to her kill total and ties this thing at one apiece.
Yeah, kill 166 this season. I mentioned coming into this one, she's an experienced senior leader coming into today. She's a great player, and if you see her get it set up, I mean, there's a chance, nearly 50% chance it's going to go down. Those back row defenders got to be watching out for her.
A 166 kill this season for Harper Wettstein. A 1-1 tie here in this opening set. Now Judd on the back line, a nice dig. Who leads the charge there in the Trojan category? Got it back over. Now the Cobras want to set it back up. Here is Brent Shoup on the spike. And that one is out. I believe it was deflected in the point for Troy to give them a 2-1 advantage.
Yeah, it was a great set on the far side by Bacon. Just, you know, Shoup, she had a lot of leverage here on the left on the weak side. Just couldn't find the spot that she wanted to put it down.
Here is Olivia Thomas, a sophomore, 25 aces for the Trojans so far. That leads the squad. She sends it across, back middle of the floor. Cobras play it a little bit more up. Now front left it goes, and the spike is barely batted up and saved by the Trojans. Nicely done. Cobras have it back. Again, they're hitting from right to left. Here is Chesney Cochran on the hit, and the point going to Troy. Three straight out the gate for the Trojans, and they have a 3-1 lead here in this opening set.
Yeah, shout out to the freshman Stella Ingeman, who was able to have that save for Troy to keep that point alive and get them up here 3-1.
So a 3-1 start for Troy opening set against Jackson Heights. Thomas will have another serve from left to right. Good line drive, might have grazed the top of the net. But on a second shot, it's sent back over. Now Judd scrambling far right of the net and gets it back across to Troy. Cobras want to set it up. There's the set. There's the Cochran spike, and it's blasted into the third row of bleachers off the Troy deflection. And Chesney Cochran earning one there for Jackson Heights, and now a 3-2 affair.
Yeah, and Chesney's a great hitter for Jackson Heights. She dominates the middle real well. You'll see her get substituted out throughout the night also with Nicole Ammon. Both of them replace each other and really do a well job in that up front.
Here is Bryn Shoup, the senior for Jackson Heights on the serve. Not much of a line drive there. Good pace over the top. Now it's put back for Wettstein, middle of the floor. Her spike wasn't well hit, but the dig attempt was not well hit as well, and it goes into the net, so Troy gets the point. And right now their lead is doubled up at 4-2. Here is the senior libero for the Trojans in the blue uniform. That is Nicole Judd, who turns it across. Layla Cochran on the dig. Here's the set. There's the two-handed spike. Trojans played it well. It's sent back over towards the Cobras, and now a double hit there by Wettstein, but a legal double hit to get it back across. Now the Cobras scrambling. They push it back across. Judd there on the dig. Trojans from the back middle get it to the front. Sent across by Ludke. Good rally once again. Far side of the floor. Here's Melly's on the spike. Judd's dig a little bit off kilter, and Judd on a third try. She won't get it back across. And a good rally, but the Cobras get that one. And a 4-3 Troy lead here in set one.
That's the first time this season I think we've really seen the new rules be applied. You mentioned that double hit the net. So because that ball didn't go back on the Jackson Heights side, that kept it legal and going there on that rally.
Chesney Cochran, a good serve. Trojans scrambling. They got to get it back across, and they won't. It hits the top of the rafters and falls down to the floor. So back-to-back points and a 4-4 tie here as Jackson Heights a little momentum. Two straight, three of the last four. Just getting going here in Troy tonight. Jackson Heights and Troy, opening set of this three match tonight. And there's going to be an ace for the Jackson Heights Cobras. And they take a 5-4 lead. Chesney Cochran getting that one there. We're seeing this back line for Troy struggle a little bit off the Cobra serves. A lot of scrambling here early. Cobras with a 5-4 lead. Cochran gets that one. Now that hit back to the top of the net. And it's batted down. Perfectly placed for Jennifer Mellies, the junior. And the Cobras now a 6-4 advantage.
Yeah, seventh block of the season for Jennifer Millies. Great job there, reactionary off the strong side. The junior just quickly recognizing, getting up, and putting it down for the point.
Chesney Cochran, the senior. Very good stats for her this season. Nearly added another ace. But Judd, and on a freebie again, Crendon, multiple times here over the last few minutes. Trojans just can't get that third shot over. The Cobras right now have the advantage at 7-4.
Yeah, back row handling, not where I'm sure head coach Kelly Rogers wants it to be for this Troy team.
Well, Judd again on a tough dig. They get it back, and it's hit the Raptors twice, and again they can't get it back over.
Well, usually,
bouncing around up against the rafters multiple times there.
Usually they call it home field advantage. Right now it's been home field disadvantage for Troy. We've seen a couple points now where they have had bumps go all the way up into the light fixtures and come right back down in just awkward angles.
Well, Troy was up 4-2 a moment ago, and now they're down 8-4 here in this opening set. Here is Wettstein on the kill, and it's dug up nicely by Bacon. Oh, and miscommunication there for the Cobras. Bacon had a great dig on a Wettstein spike, and then everyone just kind of petered away from it. Communication lacking, but a big point for Troy. It's now 8-5 Cobras. And the serve for Harper Wettstein, and it's a near ace, and then that one hit back across by Jackson Heights, too strong. Troy gets the point. And after giving up six straight there to the Cobras, back-to-back for the Trojans, now they trail 8-6.
Well, there's a chance for Troy to get back. You have your senior behind the service line.
Wettstein on the serve. Bacon with the set. Here's the spike. Not much behind it by Sherling. Now the Trojans set it up. Nice finesse shot there. Cobras played it, and they get it back across. Wettstein on the dig. Now Judd sends it high into the air. Now Allison Grable sends it across. Chesney Cochran the dig for the Cobras. Here's Sherling on the spike, and it's hit a couple times on the net. And the whistle blows, and the lift is called. Jackson Heights earning the point. Their lead is 9-6.
Yeah, right now for both these teams, finding aggression up front of that net. Jackson Heights, right now, they are doing most.
Here is Gracie Kausert, the senior, to serve it up here for Jackson Heights. They lead it 9-6 here in this opening set. As Judd again nearly set it up for Jackson Heights, but had a nice dig on that second go-around. Cobras from this back line. Cochran, left side. This is Sherling on the spike. Batted up with one hand by Wettstein. Middle of the floor. Trojans get it back across. Now the Cobras back on the attack. Sherling again on the spike. It's dug up by Thomas, but can't get it back across. And the point for Jackson Heights. Their lead, 10-6.
Yeah, McKenna Thomas, her body was turned around. Tried to get that one a little more higher in the air, and fortunately just dug it too straight right into the net.
Here is Kausert again on the serve, leading Jackson Heights in aces this season coming in. Wettstein, middle of the floor, sent across by Geiger, the freshman, but had way too much behind it, out of play. Another Cobra point and a timeout on the floor. 11-6, Jackson Heights here in this opening set at Troy tonight. Back in a tight 30, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball here on KNZA at Troy tonight. First set, first matchup, Crendon. Jackson Heights here on the road, leading 11-6 out of the timeout.
Yeah, I was just about to say before that timeout, I'm sure Kelly Rogers is about to call a timeout, seeing momentum going here to the Troy side again, trying to find communication on the back end side. Now it's Jackson Heights struggling with some communication, again allowing another point here for the Troy Trojans.
Nicely played there by Harper Wettstein, the Northern Iowa basketball commit. I'm sure we'll talk about that throughout the night. But a point for Troy with Wettstein there, 11-7. They're on the serve. Middle of the floor here. Sherling has to get it back across for Jackson Heights. Running under it is Geiger. Now it's set up middle of the floor. And a good battle there, but the Cobras able to push it back across. Geiger from the back middle. Wettstein wants to set it up. Here's the Grable spike. And it's sent across by Cochran. Now Wettstein again, back row. They want to set it up for Wettstein on that back spike, but it's played well on the back line by Shoup. And now a second one missed hit there by the middle part of that Cobras line. Down it goes for the Trojan point, so they have scored back-to-back points out of the timeout, and they are within three here in this opening set, 11-8. Another serve here for Troy. Cobras set it up with Bacon, Sherling on the spike, and it's batted down, and a good kill shot there. Number 13 on the jersey, Anna Sherling, the point for Jackson Heights, and now a 12-8 Cobra advantage.
Just again, some miscommunication on the backside there for Troy between Geiger as well as the libero and Judd.
Sherling on the serve for Jackson Heights. Wettstein with the set. It wasn't a good one. Ludke just had to get it back across. Now Bacon on the set. They want Shoup on the spike. Defended well by Troy. Now Troy setting it up. Wettstein, there's the near side spike, and it was hit well, but too strong by Olivia Thomas. And the Cobras now have rattled off a couple straight, and their lead is 13-8 here in this opening set. Another serve here for Sherling, the senior. Sends it across for Jackson Heights. dug up by Ludke. Now Wettstein with the set. Judd with the spike from the back row. And it was missed hit on the back line by Cochran. And a free ball sent across by Matty Bacon. Here's Judd to Wettstein, middle of the floor. Good defense there by the Cobras. Now they're scrambling to get it back across, and they do. Now Wettstein, middle of the floor. There's the spike, not much by Grable. Good rally here between these two. And now a free ball back row, sent across by Cochran. Wettstein to the front of the net. There's Grable's spike, bumped up into the air by Shoup. Now Bacon, back to Shoup. There's the spike, but she sailed it too strong. Good rally, but the Trojans earning that point. Now 13-9, they trail by four.
Yeah, what a great rally between both those teams. The longest rally we've seen up to this point. Bryn Shoup just carried too much momentum up there and sent it far too long, but there's a nice gap in that left corner.
Here's Bacon on the set. There's the spike off the top of the net. Good defense there by Grable. Now Wettstein back to Grable, who sends it over with the right hand. Bacon front middle, bumps it up right there, and the spike by Ammon goes right into the net. She taps the chest, says my bad. Had a good set there by Bacon, but was mishit. Now 13-10, back-to-back points here for Troy. They're down three. Another serve opportunity here for Ludke. Back middle, Kalsert trying to scramble it back. It hits the net up top, and it falls down for the Trojan point. So we saw the Trojans struggling with the Raptors early. Now the Cobras struggling on that opportunity there off the Raptors. 13-11 our score. Bacon sets it up. Shoup, just a little two-handed tapper right into the hands of Wettstein in the back middle. Now here's Grable on a spike, bumped up into the air by Kalsert. Now Bacon. This is Ammon on a third try. Back middle here for Ludke. Now the set and the spike for Troy. Kalsert gets it high into the air. Bacon having to chase it down. Then finally it's batted across by Sherling. Another good rally here. Here's Grable on the spike, defended well. They get it back. And that one just a touch too strong from the back middle. Ludke nearly got it inside the line, but 14-11 now that point for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, Layla Cochran now coming in the serve. In substitution, she just came in for Nicole Ammon, who pretty much set that up. She had a block up front, and it just completely jumbled Troy.
There is Layla Cochran on the serve. Trojans get it to Wettstein, who sets it up. There's the spike by Geiger, and she puts it down for the Trojan point. 14-12. That Jackson Heights trimmed to two. Four of the last five have gone to the home team Trojans here in this opening set. Spinning it in the left is Geiger, the freshman, sends it over with the right, and a miss hit there by Kalsert, and an ace for Troy. 14-13, they're down one.
Again, right now, Troy, they're just cleaning up a lot of mistakes right now, and they're doing a lot better job up front getting that set up for those outside hitters.
Grable on the serve, Bacon setting it up for Shoup. There's the spike, tipped up into the air, chasing it down. Judd can't get there. Point Jackson Heights. Now they're getting Shoup involved here over the last few rallies. That time Shoup getting the point for Jackson Heights. Their lead back to two at 15-13.
What's really impressive is that this Jackson Heights team has six seniors on their roster. Again, a team that has so much senior leadership. You expect a lot from them there. Great play by Shoup.
Here's Maddie Bacon, the senior. First on this team in assists, and it's not even close. And now she gets an ace. Add that to her total, 16-13. On the ace by Jackson Heights senior, Matty Bacon. So back-to-back Cobra points. Bacon from right to left, the senior, to Wettstein. Puts it high into the air. They want to go back to Wettstein. They set it up. She goes with the left-handed tap shot. Cobra scrambling. Need to get it back over on a third try. They do. Wettstein with the hit. And now the Cobras get it back with Cochran. Bacon sets it up. Here's Cochran on the spike. That was Chesney. Didn't get much behind it. Now the Trojans scramble to get it across. Cobras reset, middle of the floor. They fake. There's the Shoup spike. And it's dug up nicely by Troy, by Kosman. And the whistle blows. And they're going to call Jackson Heights, I believe, against the net. And Troy gets that point. 16-14 Cobras.
Yeah, they got Chesney Cochran right into the net over the middle. Man, that was a great rally. Lots of hustle from both sides. And again, you get so much hustle, you get so much intense play and up play tempo that sometimes you get yourself into the net on accident.
And that service there into the net. Olivia Thomas on that serve attempt. 17-14 now, the Cobra lead. Cruising along here in this opening set. Trojans got out to a 4-2 advantage, and Jackson Heights rattled off six straight to take an 8-4 lead. And we've been fairly back and forth ever since. Here is Bryn Shoup on the serve, sends it from right to left, down to a knee for the dig. And now Wettstein on a free ball has to get it back across. Shoup on the dig. Here's Bacon on the set. Backside for Mellies. Her spike attempt is out of play. Point for Troy. 17-15.
Well, Mellies was going diagonal there. She was going from the strong side down to the left line, just couldn't quite find it. But last week against J.C. Henn, she was hitting that line real nice.
There is Nicole Judd on the serve. Wearing the blue jersey, the libero for Troy. Here is a spike attempt and a point for Jackson Heights. They set it up for Sherling, who is second on the team in digs and has 73 kills, first on the team entering tonight. She adds to that total 18-15 Cobras here in this opening set.
And a great adjustment you can do as an outside hitter is not to just go around the blockers, but go against the double block, force them to make that contact and get that ball out of play.
Wettstein, her setup there went a little bit errant, but getting it back over, Troy does on a free ball. Here's Judd back middle. See if they can get a clean setup. They cannot. And Judd visibly frustrated on that dig, trying to get it to the front of the net, but basically dropped it right on top of the net. Lands on their side, 19-15 here, Cobras by four. Try to create a little separation here in this opening set. Now it's perfectly set. Wettstein got a hand on it, and off a deflection gets it back over on a free ball. Trojans now middle of the floor on the defense. Judd on the back line pushing it. It's batted up by Grable. Now Wettstein gets a spike, and she buries it into the back right corner. That one is down and good. 19-16, big point there for Troy.
I'll tell you what, Wettstein's a workhorse. I don't think I've seen her come off of this rotation once throughout this game, and really you can't afford a player like her to come off to your bench side. She just does a great job playing all around the court.
They got Wettstein back to serve, and she nearly got an ace. It's batted at the top of the net. Now it's pinballing around on the Cobra's side, and it falls down after multiple deflections, and the Trojans get that point. 19-17, they're within two. Late in this opening set, match number one here in Troy tonight.
Yeah, and you got the senior leader back behind the service line in Wettstein.
Leads the team in multiple categories entering tonight's action. Here is a setup for Sherling. Her spike is errant. She missed it. Had it set up front left. And that went a little far left of the line. 19-18, Crendon. Don't look now. Troy within one.
Yeah, as long as you keep that senior leader behind the service line, it's going to be harder for Jackson Heights.
Bake in front middle, pushing it back on the set, and that one is put down. But I think against the net, Mellies did not time that jump correctly, and now we're tied 19-19. Four straight here for Troy. And Wettstein on a little bit of a groove here on the serve. Here is Sherling on the spike, defended well by Troy. Good block. Now it's pushed back across. Here's Judd to Wettstein. Backside set. There's the spike, and too long. A miss hit there by Geiger, the freshman. So the Cobras get that one back on the unforced error by Troy, and the Cobra lead is 20-19 here in this first set.
Yeah, and Jackson Heights, they're going to substitute Kouser, and again, another great senior for this Jackson Heights team. See what she can do behind that service line.
Gracie Kouser, top of the team in kills. Her ace percentage at 17, and maybe the announcer jinx. She goes right into the net and gives a free point for Troy to tie this opening set at 20 apiece.
Yeah, and sometimes you go back there and you feel like you need to force it. You feel like you need to get your team that point. Really, it's just about a quality serve over, and that forces a free ball back to your side.
And Geiger, the freshman, the lefty serve. Now a battle at the net is won by Troy as it's tapped down on the deflection by Ludke. And the Trojans, with a 21-20 lead, may have not led since the early portions of this opening set. And there's an ace for the freshman in Geiger. And a timeout for Jackson Heights. Momentum for the home team right now in Troy. 22-20 here in this opening set. We're back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, the home team Trojans trying to rally here late in this opening set. Crendon, they were down 19-15, but now up 22-20 here down the stretch.
Yeah, a lot of better backline play right now. Also seeing a lot from the libero, Nicole Judd, the senior. And that's what you want to see from a senior leader, being able to step up and improve as the set goes on.
And now we get a whistle, and against the net again. The Cobras have been called for this multiple times here over the last few points, and now Troy, believe, double-checking to make sure that is the call. I believe it was, and now 23-20. So, yeah, costly errors here by the Cobras down the stretch. So Jackson Heights now trailing 23-20, and there's a service error by Geiger, the freshman. She had a nice run going back there, and that's a free point for Jackson Heights. 23-21 Troy here in this opening set. First matchup here tonight. Big stretch here, an opportunity for the Cobras, and Anna Sherling now with the serve. From right to left, sends it across. Dug up there by Troy. Middle of the floor, Weststein. Here's the spike by Grable. Not much behind it. Kalser gets it in the air. There's the Bacon setup. The spike dug up by Judd. Weststein on the set. They want Grable again. Batted down at the net. And the win there for Jackson Heights to get within 23-22.
Yeah, great double block up front. Maddie Bacon, Nicole Ammon. Again, a lot of great play up front from Jackson Heights. They just had some miscommunication over these last 10 points.
23-22 Troy here in this opening set. The serve for Jackson Heights from right to left, about to be off the right hand of Anna Sherling. Denise Visosky, the head coach for the Cobras, watching on. Here we go down the stretch. Weststein on the set. Grable didn't have much with that setup, and it's batted back on the side for Weststein. Middle of the floor, sent across. Good dig, reaching out for Sherling. Here's Kalser. Now a free ball sent across by Sherling. Here's Weststein on the double tap. And on the back line, Cochran read it. Good rally here late in this opening set. Now miscommunication, a double hit, and a point for the Trojans. Now we've seen miscommunication. Now it is set point here. KP for Troy, 24-22.
Yeah, all Jackson Heights has to do right here is not let themselves get down onto themselves. Keep playing what they're doing here. They've just been getting to the net and not communicating who's trying to go for that ball, to get a bump, to get that set. Again, right now, by communication for the Cobras.
Here is Ludke trying to win this opening set for Troy, 24-22 their lead. Cobras push it across. Weststein on the dig. Back middle it goes to Ludke. She just sends it across herself. Here's Bacon on the set. Here's Shoup on the spike. And she buries it inside the line for a big Cobra point to get within 24-23. I think if the Cobras want to rally here late, get your big bodies involved, and that starts with Brent Shoup up front.
Yeah, and that's how you win games, is by getting your best outside hitters up their chances at the net to get hits.
And there it goes into the net on a free ball from the back middle. Judd Smith's hit ties this thing up at 24-24. We're going to need a couple extra points here in this opening set. Here is a big serve by Cochran. Sends it across, and she airmails it. That was Layla Cochran, the senior. That was a touch too strong, as they would say. And now set point again here for Troy. It's 25-24. Can Troy win it right here? The serve by Grable. Cobras need this point. Bacon on the set. Here's the Shoup spike. Scrambling now and batted across by Troy. A one-hit wonder from right to left. Cobras get it back across. Now Weststein, middle of the floor, and she puts it down for the Trojan victory. Why not your heavy hitter to earn that last point? Much needed, and the Trojans win the opening set 26-24 against Jackson Heights. A good one here to start. Take a two-minute timeout. Second set action is coming your way next here on KNZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Enjoy the beauty of autumn at the Maple Leaf Festival on September 27th. This is Crystal at GM Bank, and we are a proud sponsor of the 2025 Maple Leaf Festival hosted by the Hiawatha Chamber. Come out and enjoy the festivities and say hello to our staff who will be volunteering. Make the fun and festivities of the Maple Leaf Festival a September family tradition. Come join us on Saturday, September 27th, around the Brown County Courthouse Square. We look forward to seeing you there.
Join Foster Ford in Holton to fill a truck and help impact lives. September 15th through 25th, Foster Ford is filling a bed of a Ford Ranger pickup with non-perishable food donations. On September 25th, all the non-perishable food items will be weighed and Foster Ford will match those total pounds donated, giving all items to JCMA, New Hope, Center Food Pantry, and Holton. Drop off your items in the Ranger at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton and help support our community.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. We're right back into it. Set number two, match one here tonight in Troy. Jackson Heights and Troy. And there is the opening point here of the second set. It goes to Jackson Heights, scrambling the Troy defense. Cannot get there. And Troy and a trail here to start in this opening set. 1-0 Jackson Heights. Troy won that opening set. It was a good one. 26-24. So the Trojans going for a sweep here. They're now 5-0 against Jackson Heights in sets this season. And that one by Wettstein hit too strong, and now a 2-0 start here for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, and Troy at the end of that first set started to clean things up here. They're already down to a 2-0 deficit just from some mishandling, but just like set number one, they'll probably try to figure it out and get it cleaned up.
And Maddie Bacon's serve is hit a little bit too far to the right and out of play for the Trojans. First point here in the second set. So a 2-1 Jackson Heights lead. Trojans won that opening set 26-24. Trojans trying to move to 3-0 this season against Jackson Heights. All three of our matchups tonight, non-league tilts. As this one miss hit from the back middle by the libero and Layla Cochran. So back-to-back points for Troy in a 2-2 tie. On the serve from left to right for Troy, the senior Allison Grable. Middle of the floor, sends it with good pace. Bacon, middle of the floor, wants to set it up here for Mellies. Her spike deflected. Good job there by the Troy defense. Now Wettstein with the two-handed finesse and a diving stab there by Shoup to get it back across. Now Wettstein set up and she puts it down. That was well set as you could put it up there for one of the best at Harper Wettstein, and she gives Troy a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, Wettstein already 5 kills in an ace here against Jackson Heights here today. She's got well over 170 kills on the season. She is a great player. No wonder she's already commit at the collegiate level, but for basketball instead.
Cobra set it up middle of the floor. Here's the spike, and there's a good kill shot there for Chesney Cochran, the senior. Ties it up at 3-3. That was well set.
Yeah, and Chesney's a player who had a kill and an ace in that first set. She's really great up front when she can get opportunities set to her. And Jack Stenson has a really great setter in Maddie Bacon who stays all her time out there on the floor.
Wettstein on the dig from the back right. Now she pushes up to the front. Well defended there by Jackson Heights, but the deflection on the block goes out of play. So the Trojans get that point and take a 4-3 lead here in this second set.
Yeah, don't be afraid to attack the double block. Go straight at it and then hope it just hits off that side of the hand and goes right out of bounds.
All right, the serve from left to right for Troy. This is Olivia Thomas, the sophomore, and she goes right into the net to give the Cobras a point, and we're tied at 4-4. In set number two, of course, our second matchup tonight will be Riverside and Jackson Heights, and then the final one this evening here at Troy tonight will be the Trojans and the Cyclones. Here's Cochran on the serve, Judd on the dig, Wettstein scrambling, or correction, that was Grable on a scramble to get it back across here for Troy. Now Bacon's dig is a little mishit, but Shoup gets it back across. Here's Judd, here's Grable, here's the spike, good dig by Shoup to keep it alive here for the Cobras, and now Bacon, middle of the floor, underhands it back over. Now the Trojans could set it up far side for Wettstein, the set was not there, so the spike didn't have much with it. Now it's a battle at the net and a whistle. And they're going a double hit against Jackson Heights. Point for Troy. And Troy takes a 5-4 lead. Seen some good rallies here throughout the course of this matchup.
Yeah, two teams are very even in the record. Jackson Heights 9-8, Troy 8-9. But Troy, again, they've beaten Jackson Heights two times in the year, 5-0 in sets.
Sherling on the spike, but Chud was there diving to her right to save that one. Here's Cochran to Bacon, middle of the floor, Ammon on a spike. Wettstein puts it back, top of the net, on the side of the Cobras. Now leaning back, Wettstein there on the spike attempt again. Not straight up, she's leaning back, and it's blocked down by the Cobras' front line for a Jackson Heights point. We're tied at 5.
Again, it's all about confidence. Jennifer Mellies came in the day with 6 blocks, already 2 blocks here against Troy. Both blocks have been against Wettstein. You just want to be able to attack that best player head on. Even if it's in a single block, you don't have any comfort anyone next to you, still go up for it and get that block.
Gracie Kouser at the left-handed serve right into the net. So Troy now a 6-5 lead here in this second set. We have alternated the last 6 points, actually the last 7 between these two. Trojans won a thrilling opening set, 26-24. Now the Cobras on a freebie, get it back across. Wettstein to Judd. Wants to go right back to Wettstein on that back row. Gets it across. Now Shoup Here's Bacon. That dig was put on the side of Troy, and they're going to call the violation against the Cobras. That was just a miss hit there. Now a 7-5 Troy lead.
Yeah, I got Sherling jumping up in the net. She was trying to go up for a block, but then she just went right into the tape.
Wettstein with a heavy serve. Dug up nicely there by Chesney Cochran. Now the spike attempt. Good dig there by Wettstein. Scrambling a touch, and the Trojans get it across with Ludke. Here's Bacon wanting to set it up. There's the spike and a diving effort, and it's going out of play. Good job by Judd, but a good hit by Sherling to get that point for the Cobras, and they're within one here in the set. That is number two, and it is 7-6 Troy.
Yeah, Shirley earned her third kill today. She found a great hole in the defense. Judd tried to prevent it, but again, just great recognition there by the senior.
Here is the serve by Sherling. Nearly got an ace, but scrambling. The Trojans get it back across. Now Shoup with the little finesse. Diving is Grable. Now pushed back across by Wettstein, and she pushed it back across too much. Over the line and out of play. Back-to-back points by the Cobras and a 7-7 tie. And a must-win set two here for Jackson Heights on the road. Here's the serve by Jackson Heights. It was a near ace. McKenna Thomas scrambling, and Wettstein on a third try, getting it back over. Good job by Troy. Here's Bacon to Shoup. The spike blocked by Troy. Cobras get it back. Kalser pushing to the front. Now Shoup with two hands. Here's Judd for Troy. The Wettstein set. There's the spike. Well defended. Point for the Cobras. Front middle. Nicole Ammon on the rejection. And Jackson Heights, three straight to take the lead. It's 8-7.
And now 20 blocks on this season from Nicole Ammon, just a sophomore, but leading the team.
Here's the serve by Sherling, right to left, and now Troy getting it over. I think that was deflected. Boy, tough break there for the Cobras. Point for Troy, and we're tied at 8. So Troy gets it back. We've talked about how, not only record-wise, but just what we have seen through a set plus. These two teams very evenly matched, although Troy has had the advantage in the overall series this season. There's a miss hit by Troy. Allison Grable's spike attempt too long, and the Cobras take the lead at 9-8.
Yeah, I mean, both these teams, a lot of it right now is critical mistakes. We've seen service errors, handling errors out in the back row, some attacking errors as well from behind the 10-foot line. A lot of things that are, you know, pretty simple to clean up, but you got to clean them up.
Here's Olivia Thomas on the spike, and that one is in there. The Cobras let it go. They thought it was strong. Wettstein the assist, and a 9-9 tie here in set two. Troy won the opening set against Jackson Heights, 26-24. It's off the top of the net, and it falls on the side of Jackson Heights. It's an ace for Kyler Ludke.
Yeah, always the hardest serves to defend is when it just tips right off the top of the tape. You think it's going to go into the net, but it just goes over.
Yeah, that's going to be another ace. How about back-to-back aces here for Ludke? Came into tonight with 10 of those. She has added two more here in her ace percentage at 13. 11-9 Troy, and that one is hit high into the air. Now Jackson Heights has to scramble to get it back across, and they do. Here's Wettstein setting it up, back middle for Ludke, who gets it across, but a little bit too strong and left, out of play, and a point for Jackson Heights, 11-10. Troy by one here in this second set.
Yeah, we just saw some real confidence there on the Troy side from the service line. Jackson Heights, they haven't really quite found that tonight. Maddie Bacon had a chance to change it for the Cobras.
Senior and Bacon on the serve. Judd to Wettstein. Here is Grable on the spike, and she buried it. Bump set spike, pretty traditional point there for Troy. And after the kill shot by Grable, she'll go back to serve as Troy leads the second set 12-10.
Yeah, Grable had an ace back in set number one. She's also a Troy Trojan who's got lots of great confidence behind the line.
That one might have been too strong, but the Cobras kept it in play and now kind of deflected off the rafters. They're able to get it back across. Kosman gets it into the air. Now Grable sets it up and a whistle. I think the Cobras will get the point. They're going to call a lift. Did they put that point on the wrong side of the scoreboard?
Well, as of right now, I think they did.
It should be 12-11, but it's showing 13-10. We'll see if they get that one shaped up as we're battled back here. Wettstein gets it off the set. Well dug out by Shoup there. Up to Bacon. Now Sherling sends it across, and that one a touch too strong. It's going to be a point for
yep.
Jackson Heights.
No, well, no, they just made that correction. They put a point up now for Jackson Heights for the last one.
Okay.
They're just going to go ahead and keep it at 13 since that should now be the point for the Trojans. So Small mistake there on the scoreboard side, but now it's correct at 13-11.
Okay, so Troy gets the serve. Olivia Thomas. To Layla Cochran wearing the green jersey, libero styles. There's Sherling Spike, and she puts it in the back right corner from the front left part of the net. Sherling nicely played there. Good stats for her this season. Gets Jackson Heights within one. It's 13-12.
Yeah, and four kills today. Sherling does a great job of really seeing the entire court once she gets up there. It's like it kind of slows down for her, and she's able to find a gap in the defense.
Here's another senior, Chesney Cochran. Six seniors on this Cobra roster. They need this one to force a winner-take-all set three. Here's Wettstein on the spike. Not much behind it, but she found an opening and a point for Troy. It's now 14-12. Harper Wettstein, Northern Iowa basketball commits. Boy, is she going to be an elite player once again when we get to the wintertime. Multiple school records broke last season. And this Trojans team that made a run to the state tournament in basketball. But trying to get some damage done here on the volleyball court tonight. This one sent across, free ball by Ammon. Now it's batted down. Wettstein getting it back from Grable. And now Wettstein again on the spike. Shoot with the dig. It goes right to the net. It's tapped down. Wettstein gets it back, pushing across with two hands, and that one is down for the Troy point. Finesse into the back left corner, 15-12, and Troy creating a little bit of separation here in this middle part of set two.
Yeah, but the handling right now up front, that was perfect by Troy. I mean, just utterly perfect. And then also the eye work right there by Wettstein, focusing, seeing where that ball still is, and it got back to her, and she recognized that, and she just went right to where the defense wasn't, which was right down the left line.
So after the judge serve, Bacon on the set. Boy, that's going to be a tough angle. Cobra's able to get it back across. They want to set it back up for Wettstein. Why not? Leaning back on the spike. Not much behind it. Sherling was there. Bacon to the front of the net. Ammon on the spike. And there is a point for Jackson Heights. Deflected off that Trojan back line and sailed up near the basketball hoop. Cobra's get a good point there. They're down two at 15-13 here in this second set. They need it after Troy won the opening set 26-24. The Cobras on the serve, right to left. The senior, Gracie Kausert, sends it heavy with the left hand. That dig up on the rafters, and that one's going into the stands, and an ace for Jackson Heights. They're within one.
Yeah, last time Kausert was up, it was unfortunately for her a service error that time, finding some confidence behind the line with an ace.
15-14, Jackson Heights down one with the serve here in this second set. It has been fairly competitive from the jump between these two, although the Trojans are 5-0 in sets this season against Jackson Heights, looking to go to 3-0 overall against the Cobras. Good rally here, good hit, Judd chasing, can't get there. Another point for Sherling, we're tied 15-15, three straight here for the Cobras. And a nice run here for Kausert on the serve. The below the knees dribble, I should say, on the serve. Now Wettstein on a third try, gets it across. Here's Bacon. Cobra's trying to take the lead here. There's a spike by Sherling, and it's deflected out of play. Sherling again playing clutch here for Jackson Heights. They have scored four straight. They have taken the lead at 16-15.
Well, again, all you got to do is set up your outside hitters and let them do the rest of the work. Right now, Jackson Heights, they've had three kills.
Another Kausert left-handed serve. Middle of the floor here, set up by Grable, and now leaning back, Ludke's kill shot goes through that Cobra front line and found just enough of a crack to slide through and tie this thing up at 16-16. That stops a run of four straight for Jackson Heights. Now Wettstein on the serve. Off the top of the net, shoot down to two knees to get it back into the air. Here's Sherling again on the spike, good defense. Wettstein on the back line. Now Judd, right back to Wettstein from the back row, but right to shoot. And now miscommunication as it deflects off the rafters and a point for Troy. 17-16 Trojans. Second set, looking for the sweep here tonight to kick things off. And it's going to be an ace for Wettstein, deflecting off the hands of Kausert on the back row. 18-16. Wettstein entered tonight leading the team in kills, kill percentage. Hitting percentage. She's second on the team in aces, second on the team in blocks and digs as well, and second on the team in assists. And now she gets another ace. Boy, this run, 19-16, as Wettstein giving Troy a 3-point lead here in set number two. Timeout on the floor. Back at a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Are you looking for a fun and healthy way to spend your morning? Join us on Saturday, October 4th, from 8 to 11 a.m. for our community health fair and baby shower at Onega Community Hospital. It's free to attend. with low-cost lab screenings for just $35 and add a PSA test for just $20 extra. Vitamin D also for $20. Expecting a baby? Enjoy giveaways, games, and great info just for you. Let's celebrate wellness, families, and new beginnings together. Brought to you by Community Healthcare System, caring for every stage of life.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, big-time players make big-time plays, and right now, Wettstein here for Troy. Three consecutive aces, but not that time as Troy out of the timeout trying to sweep Jackson Heights here, and they get another point put down by Allison Grable. Five consecutive Troy points here. And after Jackson Heights had a 16-15 lead, this is now a 20-16 Trojan advantage. Wettstein, another serve. Back middle it goes. Cochran to Bacon. Sherling on a free ball, underhands it across. Judd near side run to track it down. And now a little two-hander by Grable, batted to the Cobra back line. They can't get it back to the front, and the Trojans get another one. And Jackson Heights and head coach Denise Vasosky wants to talk it over. 21-16 Trojans, set number two. They look for the sweep, back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, Troy picking up right where they left off. Out of that brief timeout, another ace for Harper Wettstein. They are in cruise control. Seven consecutive points. Their lead is 22-16. And right when I say that, announcer Jinx into play. That one sails a little bit wide right. 22-17. Cobras getting the serve back down five. KP, they got to put a rally together to force a third set here.
Yeah, they really do. And also, they got to shut down Wettstein. Wettstein has eight kills here against Jackson Heights, staying two aces.
I think they're going to call a lift there against Troy. It was a nice effort there by Geiger. Just trying to put a hand under it. 22-18, back-to-back points here for the Cobras. First set went to Troy, 26-24. The Troy lead here in set two is 22-18. Wettstein front right. Not a great setup, but Ledke gets it across. Chesney Cochran, Maddie Bacon, there's the spike. And Wettstein on the dig. And that one sent across on a second try by Troy. Now Bacon pushing it middle of the floor. Sherling spike, dug up nicely by Thomas, the freshman. Now Grable spike, dug up by Sherling. Cobra's trying to chase it down. Here's Shoof, two hands. Right to Wettstein, going in the opposite direction. Troy has to get it across. Here they do. Shoop, Bacon, here's the fake. Ammon spike, tipped into the air. Good rally here, 22-18 our score. Troy trying to sweep this first matchup here tonight. They go back to Shoop, there's the spike. It is batted up, top of the net. Wettstein gets a touch, diving efforts, and into the net. Boy, Wettstein off the diving save by Geiger. Nearly got it back over, but a tough angle. But it's now 22-19, three straight here for Jackson Heights, and what is a must-win set number two.
Yeah, and that's how they're going to make themselves come back here, is being able to play up front real aggressively and get those blocks.
Troy gets it back across quickly. They fake it to Ammon, tapped down by Shoop, and they're going to say she's... Is that going for Jackson Heights? They call it on Troy there, 22-20. Was she up against the net?
Yeah, no, they got Troy up against that. And again, mistakes and also great up-front net play. Jackson Heights starting to rally this one together.
22-20. Troy gets it back across. Deflected into the air by Cochran. Here's Judd, back middle, up to Wettstein. They set it up for Grable, her spike. It's dug up nicely by Sherling. Bacon sets it up. Top of the net it goes, and then lands on the side of the Trojans. And now batted back across. Good little 1-2 combo there for both teams. Now back row. There's a Wettstein spike. A lot of pace on it. Third opportunity there. It's up against the rafters. And it's going to be a point for Troy. Cobra scrambling there. But from that back middle row, Wettstein kills it. 23-20. Big point for Troy. Troy trying to sweep this opening set here tonight. They lead it 23-20 here in this second set. And it's an ace. They let it go on the back line. The freshman, Elliot Geiger. Second on the team in kill percentage. First on the team in ace percentage. And now it is match point, KP, here for Troy.
Yeah, she's had two aces here against Jackson Heights. Again, 24-20. She has a great chance to put the seal on the lid.
The freshman, Geiger, on the serve, and it's popped up into the air, top of the net. Cobras, nice job there by Bacon to keep it alive. Now Shoup, leaning back, sends it across. Here is Wettstein on the set. There's the spike, back middle. Cochran keeps it alive, up to Bacon, middle of the floor. It's Ammon, puts it down, pushed up by Geiger. Now a battle at the net, tipped up here by Wettstein, and it's batted down, but it's out of play, and the Trojans win the first match in straight sets. 26-24 and 25-20. So we're off and running, and the Trojans get their ninth win of the year. They are now 9-10. Jackson Heights, they drop to an even Stevens 500. They are now 9-9. Trojans win the opening set, 26-24 and 25-20. We're back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KP, Double K, BT with you. Our first matchup going to the home team Trojans of Troy, 26-24 and 25-20. Jackson Heights, KP, certainly had their opportunities. They certainly made Troy sweat down the stretch in that second set, but a lot of Harper Wettstein making some crucial plays. They're acknowledging her now for 1,000 career assists and also 1,000 career kills for the Northern Iowa basketball commit. I said it earlier, big-time players make big-time plays, and we just kind of saw that there for Troy, who won the opening matchup here tonight.
Yeah, they got balloons out there for in the celebratory, and man, what a milestone for her first off, but what a night that she just had against Jackson Heights, and her night continues there as Troy, they'll play in the third match tonight against Riverside. We'll see them later on, but again, Harper Wettstein, the senior, 9 kills, 3 aces. When she got behind the service line at the end of that a second set, she really just got Troy over that hump and then just pretty much pushed it away for him against Jackson Heights. Troy, early on, they were kind of struggling, mishandling that back line, especially Judd Libero, but then she started to quickly correct those mistakes and then became Jackson Heights, kind of struggling with the light fixtures up top, getting that ball just too high and then weren't able to play it off the bounces. And comparing some stats here, Troy, they finished with 8 total aces, where Jackson Heights, they finished with just 3. I know Troy had a lot of service errors, but Jackson Heights did too, but I'd like to say that Troy did get the upper hand from that service line.
It was an impressive showing tonight for Troy as they get a win away from a 500 record. They're now 9-10 overall. We mentioned at the start, all three of these teams have played each other in their league matchup. So all three of these matchups tonight here in Troy are non-league games.
Yep.
As Troy now, again, now 6-3 over their last 9 matches, and they are now 3-0 against Jackson Heights, and they are a perfect 6-0 in sets, although the Cobras have been right there for a few of those sets, and they have been close, including the two sets here tonight. But again, Troy at home, good crowd, momentum on their side. They get the sweep here in the first matchup again, 26-24 and 25-20. So, how it works? Between the first match and the second match, we have a 20-minute intermission, so we're going to step aside for a quick little bit. I said quick little bit, whatever that means. Kirk Kilman will take over here for about 10 or 15 minutes back in our KNZA studios, and then we'll come back here, get you set for the second matchup here tonight, which will be Riverside head coach Aubrey Griffin against Jackson Heights. Denise Visotsky again leading the charge for the Cobras. Riverside, they have played much better over the last few weeks. They started 1-7 this season, but they are 4-4 in their last eight since. Riverside 5-11 overall, and will take on a Jackson Heights team right now with an even Stevens record at 9-9. And then Riverside and Troy in the late one here tonight. So again, Troy wins the opening matchup here at home against Jackson Heights in straight sets, 26-24 and 25-20. We're back 10 or 15 minutes on that ETA. Stick with us. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.